This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I am disappointed in my audience, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. March 19th, last Friday, was National Chocolate Caramel Day, and not one note to me. On the heels of Black History Month, I just don't understand how you folks forgot National Chocolate Caramel Day. When you think of National Chocolate Caramel Day, who do you think of? I just want to know. I want to know. You got somebody else? You got another black friend? Somebody tell me, huh? I don't want to go all George Michael on you, but somebody tell me, won't you give me money? Why I work so hard for you? Why do you do the things you do? National Chocolate Caramel Day. I didn't get flowers. I didn't get cards. And the cards I got, as my grandmother would say, yeah, they're a little light. when I would send my grandmother a birthday card or whatever, if I was rushed, I would just make sure she got it on her birthday, because she always liked it to have a couple of crisp hundreds in it. But I would, you know, sometimes I'd be on the road, I'd be rushed, and I didn't have any cash on me, so I would just send her a card to make sure she knew I didn't forget. And when she called me up, baby, I got your card, but it was a little light. So when I would see the phone number, I'd know she got the card. She'd be appreciative, but she would be like, well, it was a little light. And I go, hey, in a couple of days, you got another one coming that's a little heavier. Okay, baby. I love you. Sure miss her. Anyway, yep, you guys blew it, man. God, he doesn't look. I don't know where my team is, but they should be sending out a note that it's National Chocolate Caramel Day. I mean, that's, no offense, white people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, but that is a form of reparations. You know, hook a brother up. If you get your sundae, you get your chocolate caramel put on your sundae, don't you? That's me being sprinkled all over you, and you just forgot me. Just like that. You listen to this show, I guess you know why I didn't replace Limbaugh. Oh, man. So here's what you can do. You can make it up to me. You can make up your lack of sensitivity on National Chocolate Caramel Day last Friday by promoting the show, by joining the flickfest.com, which, by the way, is some of the best movies out there. One of my buddies called me up. He says, Kevin, I keep finding favorite films. I go, yeah. Yep, I get it. You watch one, you think, wow, that was really good, and you think it's good, and then you watch another one, and you get inside of these filmmakers' heads, and you go, wow, this is amazing. Go join, and go get somebody else to join. Here's the thing, conservatives support each other. If you did a film service that was as good as mine, and you told me about it, I would join. I'm telling you right now, sight unseen, I wouldn't even think about it. One of my buddies, he joined up, he says, Kevin, I joined. I haven't had a chance to watch a movie. I go, great, great. Because you know what? You did it, number one. And number two, when you do watch a movie, you're going to go, wow. And then you're going to start talking. You're going to start telling people. That's what my friend Jerry did. Anyway, I mentioned not getting the nod on taking over Limbaugh's show. Yeah, I was in the top contenders. Ironically, I don't know how they made that decision, but I don't believe I was being considered. And that's okay. That's okay. I still compete in that time slot, but let me tell you something about Limbaugh's audience. Limbaugh's audience is looking. They're going, where can we go? Where can we go? Where can we go? Now, Bongino's going to take over, and Dan's a good guy. I say to him, good luck, because I just, quite frankly, those are some big shoes to fill. You would say good luck to anybody. But as one person said to me who commented about Bongino taking over, they said, he's too much of a one-trick pony. He's pseudo interesting, certainly on the Secret Service stuff and all that, when there's a controversy. But carrying a three-hour show every day, going from doing a one-hour podcast to a three-hour show, making it interesting. Though producers, he's got good producers. I know them firsthand. They can work it out, but tough shoes to fill. That's a challenge, folks. You think he's ready? What do you think? Give us a buzz. 844-551-8255. And I know you guys have called, Kevin, why didn't you get in consideration? I don't make those decisions. I don't even think about those decisions being made. Now, nobody called and said, yo, Kev, you're in the top three of taking over Limbaugh's show. We'll let you know how things go. I never got that call, so I don't think I was ever in consideration. I think it's based on popularity, how many people are seeing you, your social media footprint, maybe even how you do the show. Maybe they just don't like my style. But that's okay, because there's a large audience out there who does. We just got to find them. You 12 people listening to the show, you better go find them. I got my buddy Albert. I got Bob. I got Ruth, my sugar mama. And Ruth has enlisted all her family, beautiful girls in her family. Yeah. Now, you know where Ruth got her beauty. Or the girls got their beauty, I should say. Anyway, yeah, so I don't know if Bongino's shtick translates to the Limbaugh audience, but here's what I will tell you. That Limbaugh audience is going to gravitate. I don't think any one person can hold that audience. And they're going to be looking. And if you guys go out there and say, you know, I know you like that guy Limbaugh, but you might give Kevin Jackson's show a chance. Let's see what happens. I think we're going to get a lot of them. I told you guys when I was on in Florida, Limbaugh was on in WFLA. I'm still on in Florida, but he was on in WFLA, which is a bigger signal than what I was on. And when they would run sports, those guys would come over and listen to my show because they were like, you know, talk radio junkies. So they're like, I got to get a fix, man, somebody. And they were like, well, there's this black dude. He's a dealer. So the junkies, the conservative radio junkies would come over and, you know, and check out my show. And always, I told you guys this not too long ago, but I said I always knew when they advertised when they did sports radio, when the Rockies or something, not the Rockies, but some area football team was playing or baseball or whatever, because I would get a surge of notes saying, I didn't know who you are, but I know now, man, and I love the show. Well, I think that's what's going to happen. I think we're going to get a big surge. We'll call it the Limbaugh Surge. We'll dedicate it to the great, late Rush Limbaugh. Anyway, tons to talk about, folks. Here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Unlike a lot of conservatives I know, I totally wish Dan Bongino a lot of luck. Dan and I are acquaintances. I wouldn't go as far. You know, we use the word friend. We're friendly. We see each other and say hello and speak and, you know, give the man shug and the whole deal. But I would just say we're acquaintances. We've seen each other over the years, and Dan's trajectory is obviously surpass mine, but I have zero animosity towards him. I wish him nothing but luck with the Limbaugh show. He's going to need it. It's going to take a big ego to figure out how to, you know, to handle the damage that will happen in each of the markets that his show is in. Because Limbaugh, if you're going to replace Limbaugh, don't try to do it his way. And, you know, that's a big audience. I don't know what the number is, 20 million people that listen. There's going to be shrinkage. Oh, yeah. So you have to be able to forego that. You have to know, okay, whatever the audience is, in every market, it shrinks up. And can you handle that? And then once it shrinks, then the real job begins. The job begins of how do you build? How do you build that market back? Same thing that's going to happen with Joe Biden. See, Joe Biden's suffering from this whole Trump era. Donald Trump made everything bigger and better most things. I'm not going to give him like, oh, he's a god or anything, but he did. He did. He made things bigger and better. He kept all these things that play into what we're facing right now. Donald Trump knew the secret. The secret was very simple. A person like me that thinks about stuff like this quite often, I can tell you the secret was very simple. The secret to Donald Trump's success was how much he believed in the American people and how much he believed in the American economy. And that was the secret. So now you have a guy who does not understand it, Captain Demento, brain dead moron, Joe Biden.
Joey Demento. Yeah, that guy. From, where was he from?
Who knows where? Does he even know where he's from?
I'm from Delaware. No, back in Scranton, when I was a kid growing up in Scranton. When I was, you know, getting 3 degrees and graduating at the top of my class. And you want to do some push-ups, you dog-faced pony soldier?
Yeah, that dude, right? Captain Demento, Mr. Racist.
You ain't black!
He's now has zero understanding of finance, economics, world affairs, any of it. And he's been thrust into this position in the big cheat. And now the world is getting to see just how incompetent he is. Let me tell you, this, it's sad to watch, but it's fun to watch. Because the world leaders who completely respected Donald Trump, so much so they colluded to get rid of him. And the Democrats did it. Instead of rallying around probably the greatest president, certainly in modern history, instead of rallying around him and showing the world that you're not going to pick on the United States, we had people who colluded with them, treasonous, traitorous people. Unbelievable that, you know, I think about that and try to put it in perspective and say to you, that's just unheard of. That would be like cheering against our team in the Olympics. I mean, it's actually much bigger than that, but you get what I'm saying. It's something you can't even imagine doing. But the Democrats did it. Italy cheated. Now they're going, the Justice Department has figured out that China may have interfered in the elections. They may have. They did interfere. Russian collusion? You want some collusion? I'll give you some collusion. So, look, everything that we talk about has come to fruition. There was a fallout here because the Washington Post, I believe, is now saying, oh my gosh, it turns out everything we said about Donald Trump in that conversation he had with the Georgia officials was wrong. I'm shocked they haven't won a Pulitzer for it yet. They claim that Donald Trump was trying to get people to do things for him. Find the fraud. I think we talked about it the other day, but let's play that clip.
President Trump personally called Georgia's lead elections investigator and demanded that person produce evidence which didn't exist.
A second call from President Trump to Georgia officials about trying to overturn the election, find the fraud, and then that person would be a national hero.
Trump making that call was essentially interfering in an active investigation when he asked the top investigator to, quote, find the fraud,
urging them to, quote, find the fraud. This was first reported by the Washington Post.
Find the fraud. So now we've learned that, well, it turns out there was no statement made like that. And what are they going to do? So look, here's what I want to come back to. Everything that we believe, because we're sane, everything that we believe will vet itself out. Now the question becomes, Will it leak out so slowly that nobody pays attention to it? Or will you stand up and go, yeah, thought you guys were talking about, you know, Trump cheating and all this other stuff. You denied that Biden cheated. Are you going to be bold in your assertions now? Or are you going to still be all squeamish when you're on social media? I go on social media now and dare them to do it. They took down my page on Facebook, 600,000 people, give or take, and over nothing. Well, you know, at some point, There's got to be a point. I firmly believe this, where we're going to be able to sue and get these guys back. I firmly believe it. I bet you this. I bet you money. Facebook is putting aside money for a lawsuit. Because if I were their company and I were warning them about risk, I would say, you know what I'd do, guys? I'd put together a fund that's earning money somewhere, but it would be my emergency fund for when you get sued. That's what I would do. Joe Biden replacing Donald Trump. And you know what he's going to watch? Shrinkage everywhere. There's nothing good that will come from this guy taking over in this blatant coup. And it's already starting to show itself. Because people are going, around the world are starting to ridicule him. Now, it happened early on. They wanted him. They wanted him in there, and they got him. China's now talking smack. North Korea's talking smack. Putin, Russia, talking smack. Europe is celebrating. Europe should be throwing ticker tape parades because they've got Captain Joey Demento in charge here. Celebrating. Look at all the unions and the states that have been bailed out with this money. These people are celebrating that Trump is gone because they don't have to have any fiscal responsibility. They don't have to have accountability. That all left with the president who was making things happen. Look at the border crisis and tell me that Joe Biden knows what he's doing. They got massive problems. We'll talk about it when we get back.
Jackson Radio Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Roughly 2.5 million Americans are getting coronavirus vaccinations each day. That's how White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt opened a news briefing.
This weekend was the first time that the U.S. reported vaccinating more than 3 million people on consecutive days.
Former President Trump is speaking out about the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. The former president telling Fox News the Biden administration should never have stopped construction on the wall. Regarding the border wall, the president saying,
in the large sections, we have almost 500 miles built. And the large sections where you have it, where you don't have an entry point, it's been incredible.
The House not in session for 3 weeks, but a hearing is taking place being led by Democrats regarding a push for Washington, D.C. to be the 51st state. USA Radio News. AstraZeneca said its COVID-19 vaccine was safe and 79% effective in U.S. clinical trials and that it would prepare to request emergency use authorization. Dr. Ashish Jha, Dean of Brown University's School of Public Health, tells NBC's Today Show this is truly a game changer.
By the time this is authorized, I don't think we're going to be looking for a lot more vaccines here. We'll have plenty, but it may add to our stockpiles. I think the bigger issue is global. This vaccine, there are hundreds of millions of doses of this being made around the world, and we really need to vaccinate the world. Remember, this is a global pandemic, and it will come to an end when the world is vaccinated. This is our best ticket towards vaccinating the world.
If the AstraZeneca vaccine gains approval, it would join Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson as the fourth drug cleared for use in the United States. Miami Beach is extending overnight curfews through the rest of spring break. USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Night terrors turn to day terrors as the Democrats plot to stay in charge. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The Democrats have to wake up every single morning scared to death because they face a new day knowing that they've got a demented clown in the White House. You'll hear me say this for until he's gone, which won't be very long. He doesn't even realize.
Kamala Harris, she's the president, and, we were talking about this Wu flu stuff.
Did you guys hear what he called Harris president?
This is really important because we believe that speed and efficiency must be matched with fairness and equity. Now, when President Harris and I took a virtual tour of a vaccination center in Arizona not long ago, one of the nurses on that tour
accused me of grabbing her on the behind. Welcome back, everybody. Oh, man. Joe Biden trying to rift. Because here's what's funny about it. He says President Harris, and he doesn't even catch it. This is what I'm trying to explain. This, you make mistakes in speaking. Joe Biden doesn't catch it.
President Harris, and then we were, running down the runway, and they were taking shrapnel. And then the dog jumped out of my lap, and he took a parachute out of the plane, and I went after him. I mean, what are you going to do? You're not going to let a dog die. I mean, I had to save the dog. Anyway, yeah. So I get down into the action, and I see a wounded Marine, and I have to drag him to safety. I mean, look, just make it up, man. Come on, Brian Williams, Captain Demento, Joey, make it up.
Anyway, the point is the man's brain is so disjointed, he doesn't even catch when he says. If Trump had said, I was talking to President, Pence. I was talking with, Vice President, and he would have made a joke about it. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, he'd like to be. What do you think about my vice president? Would he be a good president? He would have just riffed it. He would have gone off on it. Joe Biden didn't even catch it. Night terrors turn to day terrors, folks, as Democrats have to wake up every morning figuring out how to keep the wheels on the wagon, how to keep that fat genie from getting out of the bottle and then eating more and you can't get him back in. That's their problem. The world began to ridicule America on the official day that the big cheat was confirmed. And now we publicly see how the world views Joe Biden. They see him for what we know him to be, a feckless clown. Putin started it. Donald Trump Jr. tweeted this. Putin just challenged Joe Biden to an unscripted live debate. Putin is taking a page out of Donald Trump's book. He's saying, let's have a debate. Donald Trump Jr. goes on to say, the whole world knows that we have no leadership at the top, just an empty suit with a teleprompter, and he can't even get that right. They look at America's weakness right now and are salivating. Now, let me tell you something. Don't think it's sour grapes by the Trump family. What Donald Trump Jr. is saying is the nightmare that the Democrats live every single day. They put a clown in charge. And by the way, who are the other choices? Who else could they go to? The only reasonable candidate they have is the one that they completely kicked to the curb, and that's Tulsi Gabbard. And I'm not making a play for her, because she's still got a lot of wrong ideas. But Tulsi Gabbard's reasonable. She can be talked to. Sadly, you know, she's from a state that is so far gone, they don't even know how to act. Hawaii. But if she were to get around enough conservatives, she'd change her views, because she'd become a pragmatist. These other people are just first-class clowns. Just like the guy they put in. Ridicule on the first day. Putin challenge. Let me ask you, do you think Putin would ever challenge Donald Trump to a debate? I'll debate you. Did he ever do it? Of course not. Why would he do something that silly? He would have got his butt handed to him. Trump knows geopolitical. He knows that world better than anybody. Better than anybody. Now, I told you guys before, I said Donald Trump had one weapon, big weapon in his arsenal. It was the nuclear bomb, and it wasn't the button. It wasn't the football. For all intents and purposes, Donald Trump would say, give the football to Mike Pence. I don't need that. What I do believe in is I believe in the American people, and I believe in our economy. I believe in our ingenuity. I believe in our ability to grow a dollar into more dollars than any other economy. That's what he believed in. He believed in the American spirit, what we could create, what we've already proven that we can create. I already told you guys, I talked about this. Look at, so we industrialized the world with the Industrial Revolution. You know what we did with these kids that had free thinkers that came over here and created, took advantage of the internet, took advantage of people wanting to reach out to one another, and they connected the world. Zuckerberg stole the tech, by the way. He stole it. I'm not giving him credit. But at the end of the day, we've got all this way to communicate. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube for videos. We have all these ways of getting things out. We've got more chat mechanisms. We've got Zoom and Microsoft Messengers and all these other things, right? We figured out a way to industrialize the world, to connect all these minds together. And you know what gets spread? Let me ask you this. Are you getting, you as a conservative American, are you getting indoctrinated to the other way people are? Or are they getting indoctrinated to us? Now, you might believe, oh, America's slipping, man. We're getting all these socialist views. Yeah, we have a lot of that stuff. That's being taught. That's not being brought into our country from other nations. That's being taught. What we do is we export Americanism. You tell me what country that people want to come to more than any other. Already, you know the answer. You know the thing. So these people want to come here. I don't know if Americans going, man, I can't wait to leave America and get to Sweden. Even though Sweden was open. They were smart enough to stay open during the whole scamdemic. But I still don't want to live there. Been there to visit. Don't want to go. Don't want to stay. And I could go on. We're not cut from that cloth. We are cut from a very different cloth. But Joe Biden and his team, they don't understand it. Not at all. Now, Biden, sadly, still has some brain tissue that remembers it. But the people who are running the show for him, they don't care. They cheer against America. So Putin calls out this challenge. And he says, let's debate this. Let's debate these issues. Anything you want to debate. Because let me tell you why he's doing it. Because he knows Biden is incapable of the debate, number one. Number two, if Biden were to try to upend anything Putin's doing, guess who he's got a run to Papa on? He's got to go back to Trump doctrine. See, Trump is the one who said, you can't let Russia run roughshod over Europe in oil. He said to Merkel in Germany, you stop buying their oil or we'll stop supporting you. And I could go on. So what's he going to say? What can he possibly say to Putin that isn't going to lend itself to Trump's policies? Talk about a rock and a hard place. He's got no comeback. Now, if Putin had said to Trump, you want to debate, I'll debate. Trump would have, anytime, Vladimir, he would have made a big deal about it. He would have pumped it up. It would be the largest audience. Why? You think the top, I don't know, what's the top draw in the UFC? The top draw in boxing? The top draw in concerts? You name it. Donald Trump versus Vladimir Putin, unscripted live debate would be the largest pay-per-view. I'd pay to see it. It would be the largest pay-per-view event in the history of man. And Donald Trump would have accepted it with a quickness. And here's the deal. Everybody knows it. The Democrats know it. But what's Biden do? They fired back on Putin.
He's too busy. He's too busy to take you up on it.
In other words, he's a chump. I was going to say something else. He's a chump. He's the bully that's been called out. Oh, you think you're so tough? I'll tell you what, at lunchtime, I'm going to kick your butt. Show up outside in the front door and see what you get. And Biden's like, well, you know, I have the lunch plans. So he sneaks out the back of the school building because he doesn't want to fight. He talks a big game. Yeah, this is what we're going to do to China. This is what we're going to do over here and all that. And he is completely unprepared. By the way, he is too busy. Biden is too busy. When you have a two-hour work day, you don't have time for debates or press conferences, right? So, yeah, he is too busy. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Putin's punk's Pinocchio.
That's what I think when I think about Putin calling Biden out, saying, "Outly, I challenge him to the unscripted debate. When we can ride animal of choice. I will ride bear. Biden will ride goat." Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. The Putin calling out Biden, that's hysterical to me on so many levels because it's brilliant. It's brilliant. It's, look, we didn't go, I didn't call Vladimir, hey, Vladimir, listen, do me a favor. Call out Biden, make conservatives in America look very good because Biden's very stupid. Call him out to debate. He will not debate you because he cannot debate, right? He's a brain dead moron. Call him out. Please do us a favor. Bye, Kiev. Kiev. Not Kiev. Not Kevin. Kiev. So we didn't conspire with Russia. This wasn't a Trump. Don't be surprised if the Democrats say Donald Trump is conspiring with Russia to embarrass our president. Really? You need to conspire to embarrass Captain Demento, Joey? Yeah. I don't think any conspiracies needed there. You can't sell that one, Democrats. Can't sell that one. Where's your God now, Moses? Where's your God now? Oh, my goodness. This is just too much fun. So Putin punks Biden publicly, and Joe Biden responds back with his tough talk. I'm too busy. I'm actually doing stuff in the free world. Yeah, I'm bringing in a bunch of Mexicans, man. Leave me alone. I've got this border thing. You know, do you know the thing at the border, Vladimir? I got to deal with that. And then, of course, I've got President Harris here I'm dealing with. And Victoria's Secret model Pelosi over here. I don't know. Who knows what's in the mind of that dude, man? Wow. But it isn't just Russia who's calling him out. He's getting called out. Look, folks, we are at the beginning of this. We are at the beginning of the biggest embarrassment for the Democrats in modern history. They want to get this radical agenda in place immediately so they can just get rid of Biden. Because you know why? He is embarrassing them too. What are you going to do when somebody calls you out like this? I keep coming back. What do you think Trump would do if Putin called him out? He said, I completely accept. He would have made it a big deal. It would have been such an embarrassment on Russia. Putin dare not do it. And that's why he never called out Trump. The little bit they did at the beginning, you know, we deal with U.S. or whatever. When Trump said, deal with us, because you know what my weapon is? Our economy. I'll shut you down. He had China reeling because he fought with our economy. Speaking of China, Jack Posobiec tweeted this. Opening remarks in Anchorage were agreed to be 2 minutes each. The CCP delegation opened with 20 minutes of blasting Biden's policies, Black Lives Matter, division under Biden, and said the U.S. is no longer a world leader. I want you to just remember, I want you to just let it absorb what I said. They agreed to 2 minutes opening remarks. The Chinese Communist Party went 20. They took 10 times. If you want to understand where we are right now with China, understand this. Where they were relegated to 2, they are now getting a times 10 multiplier. That's called exponential. Because of Joe Biden. Trump would have held them to 2 minutes. And then he would have fired back. And they wouldn't have had the nerve to blast us. They blasted Captain Demento, Joey Demento's policies. They blasted Black Lives Matter, which congratulations to them. They blasted division under Biden, rightfully so. Look, I hate to say it, but I'm in agreement with the Chinese. Blinken and Sullivan pretty much didn't say anything. These are the people that Biden sent. They just sat there looking, well, what do we say? I don't know. Well, let's call Captain Demento or President Harris and see what we should do. Unbelievable. So China, on the public stage, came to America and talked smack. Why would China be able to do this? Well, maybe, just maybe, because they have a bit of information about the Bidens. See, if this were Trump, they'd be looking into his connections to China, his obvious connections to China. The millions of dollars that the Biden family has received from the Chinese. By the way, where is Hunter? Anybody? Crack house, rehab? This is an embarrassment, and the Democrats know it. And hey, I'm here to tell you, it's just the beginning. Iran has already said, screw Biden. We'll build a nuke program Everything that Iran has said they wouldn't, that, you know, we're not going to go after nuclear energy for, you know, for weapons or whatever, forget about it. It's already happening. It's been retooled. Everything. Do I really need to go back to the border issue? Do you think Mexico is going to say, hey, we're not going to, you know, we're going to follow the law. We're not going to let these people in. You think Central America's? I mean, why do you think they had stopped sending these people? You know what Trump had said? Let me get this clip because I have to find it. Did you guys send me that? I know you sent it to me. So, but Trump essentially made the comment. Here it is. I got it. The quote. He said, this was in January. He says, if our border security measures are reversed, it will trigger a tidal wave of illegal immigration, a wave like you've never seen before. That's what he said. What's happening? Exactly that. Do the Democrats acknowledge it? No. They don't want to call it out because it will be, you'd have to actually call it what it is, a disaster. A disaster of Biden's own creation. And what's funny, the Democrats don't even know what to say about it. One of his border spokesperson essentially said something along the lines of, we will figure out what to do with these children as they come over and we will get adequate housing. And Biden's team is now saying, stay away. Oh, you know what that sounds mysteriously like? The Trump doctrine. But our embarrassment isn't over. It isn't the fact that South and Central America are saying screw you. Well, Central America and Mexico are saying screw you. It's not just that. It's not the fact that Putin is calling out Biden's publicly and saying, I'll debate your demented president. I'll show you how feckless he is, how ineffective he is, how big of a stooge he is. It isn't that China literally took 20 minutes, which they were supposed to take two, and called out Biden for his divisiveness, called out Black Lives Matter, and called out Biden's policies as idiotic. Even China knows that in a funny way, they need Donald Trump. Here's what a Chinese national told me. He says, Kevin, we are mimicking the United States. We see how good you do things. We're effectively just following your blueprint. Well, what they need is somebody that understands the blueprint. China knows if there comes a point where they can negotiate with their economy. Trump is saying, look, I don't care. Negotiate with your economy. We're willing to compete with you head to head on who can be more innovative, more ingenious in their discoveries. And we win. That's why we have the first companies that are almost worth $1 trillion, because we continue to innovate. Even as they steal our technology and our techniques, we still out-innovate them. We are 8 times more productive than the average Chinese, the American worker. I want you to think about that number. But anyway, Defense Secretary Austin says the U.S. is ready to fight North Korea, because you know what North Korea says? They called Joe Biden what he is. They said he's an ineffective clown. We don't even pay attention. This is a country with a GDP that is a rounding error to America, and to say that we don't respect him at all. They're talking smack. Do you think Kim Jong-un was talking smack when Trump was in? No. Once Trump spanked his little North Korean butt, he said, come on over and let's talk. I recognize leadership. I recognize when somebody is willing to treat me with respect. I will give respect back, because this is a guy I can't manhandle. Well, guess what? They're back to manhandling America. And the Democrats got to wake up every morning from a nightmare to face what? Another reality, which is even more of a nightmare. Welcome to the party, pal.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.